fund fundraising for a good cause generates record-breaking numbers to benefit local children. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Nora Bertolet.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dance Marathon 2016.
The Dance Marathon at Florida State University raises money during a year-long campaign for the kids, which ends in a huge 40-hour dance marathon each February where they reveal the total amount raised.
Without further ado.
Exceeding last year's record-breaking figure, the $1.4 million generated through the fundraising benefits the Children's Miracle Network, UF Health, Shands Children's Hospital in Gainesville, and FSU's College of Medicine's pediatric outreach programs. This means a bigger check for more resources for all of those involved. Dr. Alma Littles is a senior associate dean at the FSU College of Medicine.
It's support of our mission in caring for communities in need and teaching our students of the importance to care for those populations in need. So some of our medical students from our pediatrics interest group, as well as others of our medical students, were here to also witness this event so that when they're finished with their training and they're out in practice, they understand the importance of community events like this and the benefit it is to their patient population.
Dance Marathon at FSU and the Children's Miracle Network presented a check of $715,000 to the College of Medicine during an event to celebrate the accomplishments of the past year's fundraiser and in hopes of generating more excitement for the upcoming Dance Marathon. Alex Jones is the Executive Director for Dance Marathon FSU 2017.
Because these students are fundraising hundreds to thousands of dollars for this cause, so we really want them to understand why. If you don't have a strong why behind your fundraising, you're not that connected to our cause. They won't come back as alumni. They won't do it a second or third or fourth year. So we just really try to inspire these people and motivate them by our cause.
The more than $700,000 donated to the FSU College of Medicine will be invested locally to support school-based primary care health clinics at three schools in Gadsden County, along with Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare to support pediatric services, as well as pediatric services at Bond Community Health Center, Big Bend Hospice, and the Young Parents Project at Early Head Start.
It brings it all together so that the students who are doing the fundraising, they're bringing the check here, and they're getting to talk with the people who put those funds into action to actually care for the babies and the children who benefit from them. So it's important for the students to have that opportunity to speak with the leaders of those organizations. But the other thing that we've implemented over the last couple of years is that students get to go to those organizations and see directly what's going on so they can see the benefits of their hard work in action.
Check out our video from the presentation at youtube.com/Florida State. For Florida State Headlines, I'm Nora Bertolet. Florida State Headlines is a production of the Florida State Office of University Communications. For all your Florida State news, log on to news.fsu.edu.